Saturday, August 30th. It was hard to believe we had been in Paris 12 whole days. It still felt like we'd just arrived. My bandmates and I were packed up and on our way to Charles de Gaulle Airport for our flight back home. Thank goodness things went a lot smoother on our trip home. Chloe, Zoe, and I even had time to visit a gift store and shop for souvenirs for family and friends. While my BFFs admired hats and t-shirts, I found the most adorable teddy bear. Not only did I successfully help Hans find his big sister in Paris, but Brianna was wrong. She was just as nice as me. I was really looking forward to Brandon and me sitting next to each other in first class on the flight home. I thought we'd spend the entire trip laughing and talking about how much fun we'd had in Paris and what a beautiful city it is. But Brandon was quiet and seemed kind of down. Chloe and Zoe noticed it too, because they were whispering about it very loudly. I overheard them say, "This is really bad. Nikki and Brandon aren't even talking to each other." That's when I totally lost it and yelled, "Chloe and Zoe, please shut up. Brandon and I can hear every single word you're saying." But I just said it inside my head, so no one else heard it but me. Brandon was staring out the window when I took a deep breath, tapped his shoulder, and said, "Brandon, I think we really need to talk." "Yeah, me too," he agreed. "Nikki, I just want you to be happy. And if you're interested in Andre, I understand. I don't know how serious you are about him, but he's obviously very serious about you." "Brandon, Andre and I are just friends. That's it." "But what about all that mon amour stuff? I'm fluent in French, and I heard you calling each other my love. And the cartload of gifts? That looks serious to me. Do you have any idea how much all that stuff cost?" Brandon sighed. "Actually, I know exactly how much all that cost because my mother purchased it with her debit card from a store called Mon Amour. Brianna swiped all my clothes, so I arrived in Paris with just pajamas, socks, and bunny slippers. Andre picked up my order from the store and his godmother wrapped everything." Brandon stared at me, confused. "Mon Amour is a store? Seriously? But I thought, I guess I assumed a lot of things, but I was wrong. I had no idea you were having issues." And then he said, "Nikki, I owe you an apology. I am so sorry. I want to be the great friend you deserve. Even when Andre calls you Nicole and I want to... never mind." I must admit, I was a little surprised when Brandon apologized. But I was glad he did. He also said he was going to try harder to get along with Andre, even when he called me Nicole. I couldn't help but giggle at Brandon thinking Andre and I were calling each other my love every time we'd mentioned the store Mon Amour, which was probably at least a dozen times. I was also happy Brandon said he wanted to be a great friend, but I couldn't help but wonder if he meant just a great friend or more than a great friend. I need to ask my BFFs about that. Brandon brushed his bangs out of his eyes and gave me a huge smile. I didn't know if I had butterflies in my stomach or our plane was falling out of the sky, but I felt like, wee! "Well, Nikki, at least we get to sit together on the long trip home. Personally, I think it's going to be the best part of the trip," Brandon joked as he grabbed his cell phone to take a selfie of us. Suddenly, I remembered that cute couple I saw at the Eiffel Tower. They took a selfie just like Brandon and I did. But my goofy BFFs, Chloe and Zoe, didn't photobomb their selfie like they did ours. Sacre bleu!